tell us a little bit now, because of this tsunami. Now, this was what a 30 to 40 foot tsunami. It was at the
I think was the measured or estimated wave height for this one. Yes.
Explain the process of a tsunami for us, Doctor. How did this happen?
Well, in this particular case, this particular tsunami was caused when a 1,000 kilometer, which is approximately 620 mile section along the boundary of a tectonic plate, shifted. That's what caused it. So it was a shift in the tectonic plate, in the Euro-Asian plate, that caused this particular tsunami, which registered 9.0 on the Richter scale. Now, one thing that people should understand is that we hear about the Richter scale, but I'm not sure that a lot of people really understand what that means.
Well, that's true.
It is a what we call in mathematics a logarithmic scale. By that I mean a magnitude 9 is 10 times more powerful than the 8, 100 times more powerful than a 7, 1,000 times more powerful than a 6, 10,000 times more powerful than a 5, and so on. So as you go up each notch on the Richter scale, each notch represents 10 times worse or greater magnitude or energy, however you want to measure, from the previous notch.
Doctor, how long did it take from the tsunami's epicenter, where the earthquake occurred, where it began? How long did it take before it hit those Asian coasts?
Not too long at all. I just been gathering data since I got back this afternoon. I was in Michigan for the holiday, and I just got back, and the producer called me. So I've been putting all this stuff together, so I haven't had too much time to get that kind of data. But it couldn't have been too long, within an hour or two anyway.
Is there any tremendous roaring sound that is tied to this that gives anybody some kind of warning, maybe by at least 20 minutes, that something strange is happening here?
I have heard that people have heard these earthquakes occurring before. Certainly animals have been able to do that. Not in this particular case, I have not heard of any reports, but in California quakes I've heard many animals give pre-warning, if I may call it, or precursors, as we call it in the business. But in this case, yes, but anyway, I have not heard any animals or anything do it, but it is possible that persons can hear earthquakes as well.
They are saying now that they may try to, at least around some of these Asian coasts, install warning systems that would try to give people some leeway that something's going on. If they had this hour head start, of these 24,000 who tragically died, and I'm sure this figure is going to go much higher, but of these people who died, would a great percentage of them, Doctor, had been saved? Had they had some kind of warning system in place?
Yes, if you did have a warning system in place, such as the Hawaiian warning system and also the West Coast / Alaska tsunami warning system, which was established after the 9.2 earthquake in Alaska in 1967, I believe it was, that one caused 132 deaths, 122 of which were caused by a tsunami or a tidal wave. And so I would say yes, that is at least a good portion of them may have been saved, yes.
You and I have been talking about the possibility of tsunamis for several months now, and I'm not sure how a lot of the mainstream media took notice to the possibilities. I think they are now. These are real occurrences. They're tragic. They come quickly. And again, I think it's time for us, Doctor, to talk about La Palma in the Canary Islands, because that could be, even though you don't believe anything could happen right now, that could be a very serious problem if anything ever erupted.
Yes, so La Palma is it's a volcano in the Canary Islands off the west coast of Africa, and the volcano erupting itself is not the problem. The problem is the type of land that surrounds the volcano. It's literally on a landslide fault, so to speak, and if that entire landmass lets go, it would cause a tsunami that could be up to 600 feet tall, whereas the major tsunamis, even this 9.0 earthquake tsunami registered around 30 feet. I think 33 feet was this particular one for the 9.0 Great Sumatra quake, as they're calling it now. At any rate, so in other words, the general tsunami is around 30 feet, usually a little bit less than that, but as an average. But if the La Palma landslide occurs, then that could cause up to a 600-foot a tidal wave or tsunami, and that could devastate the entire east coast of the United States, depending on its direction and so forth.
600-foot tsunami as opposed to a 33, and we just saw then the widespread damage and deaths with a 33-foot. And, you know, and I'm not trying to scare people by any means, but I do think it's important for people to realize that these are real Earth problems. Now, I had also heard, Doctor, that this thing hit with such force, and I don't know how true this is, but I saw this on some accounts, that the Earth's rotation might have been affected. Is that true?
Probably not. I would very seriously doubt that. No, it's not. I mean, it's a large earthquake. It's very devastating, as you pointed out. But to do Earth rotation modification is, I would find that extremely difficult to believe.
Once again, if the tsunami occurred by the Canary Islands, how long would that take? That 600-foot one, how long would that take to get to the eastern coast of the United States?
About 6 hours, something like that.
6 hours. So people would at least have some kind of warning to hightail it out of there, even though traffic would be just a mess. Now, when we talk about the eastern coast of the United States, are we talking from, you know, from up there in tip of Maine all the way down to Florida? Where are we talking about here?
The answer is yes. It could affect, depending on the direction and magnitude, it could affect us from as high as Maine and down to the Florida tip, or anything in between, of course. I would surmise that the majority of damage and the hit would be in the Florida, Carolinas, and that kind of region, as opposed to, it would be lesser up in the Maine area, I would think.